Hi everyone, welcome back to Money Savvy with Sonali. So today I'm going to be talking to you guys about investing in the share market. Now, a few of you have asked me whether now is a good time to be getting into the share market, especially given the fact that markets are down typically 20 to 30% in the last couple of weeks, and it presents some very good buying opportunities. So what I wanted to discuss today here is what are some of the things that you should be aware of before you get into this investment space. Now, before we get started though, I do want to make one thing very clear. What I'm about to talk to you guys here is general advice only. It is not to be taken as personal financial advice. I don't know what your personal financial goals are, or your risk profile, or your investment time horizons. So therefore, I cannot give personal advice right now on this podcast to each of you. If you do want personal advice, please contact me. My number is 043015-8005. If you go to our website, tomorrowfs.com.au, you can get my contact details from there as well. And then we can set up a time to see if this is something that's suitable for you personally. But what I'm discussing here is meant to be for educational purposes only. It's meant to build up your confidence around this investment, and it's meant to build up your knowledge. So just treat it as that. All right, that's it. Let's get straight into it. So when you buy a share, how can you make money off a share? Essentially, you can make money by one of two ways. If the share price increases from what you paid for it, you would have made a capital gain. So let's say you bought a share for $20 and it went up in price to $30. You would then have made a gain of $10. Now, another way you can get a benefit from investing in shares is by participating in the profits of that particular company that you bought. Because you're a shareholder, if the company makes a profit and if they decide to pay out that profit to the shareholders, you get to participate in this by something we call a dividend. So typically, Australian companies declare dividends twice a year, and it's called an interim dividend and a final dividend, and you have the option of getting this into your bank account. So then you get some income from investing in shares as well. So there's two ways of benefiting from shares: an income return and the capital growth. So those are the two things you need to remember when you're investing in shares. That's how it differs from things like term deposits. So if you put your money in the bank pays you an interest, and then that's essentially all you get out of it. It's never going to appreciate in value like shares do. So that's why a lot of people are interested in this type of investment when they think about creating wealth. So that said, you need to remember that shares are long-term investments. Now, by long-term, I mean 7 to 10 years. So if you have been thinking about using the money that you're setting aside as a deposit for a house, or saving for a wedding or a car or a trip, and thinking, oh, given the opportunities available, maybe I should use that money and put that in the market and make a quick couple of bucks, I would caution you to think twice about it, because shares are meant to be long-term investments, and whatever you put into the share market should be there. You should be prepared not to be able to take that money out for at least 7 to 10 years. So that would make ensure essentially that you don't pull out your money at the wrong time and you don't sell at the wrong time. So especially given the situation that we're in now because of the coronavirus, markets are down. If you had to pull out your money now, you would most likely have to take a capital loss on your investments, because more than likely, whatever you paid for your share, you would not be able to get that much. It would have gone down in value. So that's why it's important to remember whatever money you put into the share market, you can leave it there for at least 7 to 10 years without having the need to take it out. The next thing you need to remember is obviously markets are very, very volatile. So as you would have seen in the last couple of weeks, you would have seen all of the headlines saying it's been a bloodbath in the share market, billions have been wiped off and all of those. The share prices bounce up and down, and it bounces up and down every day. You can look at it at any given point, and the next hour it would have gone up or down. So now this can be very stressful for some people, because if you're constantly going to be tracking what the share price is of whatever investments you hold, and if you're going to get upset about it, well, you might have to think twice about investing in shares. because this is going to happen quite a lot. So that is why we say people shouldn't really be tracking the share price, because if you had long-term investment horizons anyway, it shouldn't matter what the price is as long as you're not selling. So me, for example, I have shares, I don't really track the price because I don't have any plans of selling it now. So it really doesn't matter what the price is doing. What would matter is at the time I'm selling, has it gone up in value than what I paid for it? So then I would make a capital gain. But because I'm not looking to sell right now, it really doesn't matter to me what the price is doing. So it's essential that you are comfortable with market volatility before you get into shares. So if you think it's going to be stressful, you probably need to sit on the sidelines for a little bit longer and see if that is something you can get comfortable with. So build up your knowledge around this. Once you understand the mechanism of shares, sometimes people just need to get that bit more knowledge, and then they feel a bit more comfortable with this sort of market volatility. So that's something to think about as well. Now, the other thing to remember is always diversify your investments. Now, I cannot stress this enough. You do need to make sure that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to make sure that whatever investments you are invested in are diversified across companies, across sectors, because think, for example, say Qantas. Now, over the last couple of weeks, Qantas share prices have gone down significantly because of the restrictions with international travel. Now, if you had all of your money invested in Qantas shares, your portfolio would have taken a massive nosedive. But if you had it spread across different sectors, say for example you had Qantas and then Coles or Woolworths shares, with all of the stockpiling that was going on, the share prices for Woolworths and Coles were up quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. So that means if you spread it across, your portfolio would have smoother returns. That is why we say it is important to diversify. Now, that leads us to the question, if you are going to be investing a small amount of money into the share market, how on earth are you going to diversify across investment sectors and companies? Because I mean, let's say you're investing $500 to $1,000, so how can you then go and buy say five companies at $200 each with all of the brokerage that you need to pay when you buy or sell a share? That would mean it might not be worthwhile. So that is when you need to start looking at things like listed investment companies and exchange traded funds. Now, this would mean if you bought an exchange traded fund, you can buy into one investment, buy units in that exchange traded fund, but automatically get the opportunity to diversify across sectors and across companies. So that is the beauty of exchange traded funds. You get automatic diversification even if you have a small amount of money to invest. So I will do another podcast on what exchange traded funds are, but those are really good tools to use if you are looking to get into the market with a small amount of money but still want to diversify your investments. Now, I hope I have given you some things to think about before you get into the market. Obviously, this is not an invitation to go out and buy shares. You do need to make sure that you educate yourself around this subject, because this is not suitable for everyone. And you also need to remember, please do not use any of your emergency money or short-term financial goals, money that you've set aside for short-term financial goals, because whatever money you put into the market needs to sit there for a considerable amount of time. All right. So, I hope you got some information that's useful out of this. Until I see you again, maybe next week, stay safe, and I hope you all have a good day. Thank you. Bye.